Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, just visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can get all the information you'll need. You can receive the paper as a PDF through your email, or you can get a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. Let us know what we can do for you, and we'll be happy to add you to the list. The subscription is always free. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com or on your smart device, go to your app store and download the Podbean app for free and become a follower of Fulton County Gospel News in that way. So today I'm going to read an article to you from the September-October 2017 edition of the paper, and I typically don't read my own articles, but I'm going to read one that I wrote for you today, and I think it's contextually an important idea to think about. And it's the idea of rules. You know, so many people are more concerned with their feelings and their personal experiences than they are with facts and reality. That's true in the secular world. It's true in the political realm. And the sad reality is, it's also true in the religious realm, in Christendom. So what does the Bible have to say about this? So again, this article is from the September-October 2017 edition. And the title of the article that I used was, An Aversion to Rules. With the subject of this article, it is very important to define our terms. Aversion means a feeling of repugnance towards something with a desire to avoid or turn from it, a settled dislike. Rules means a prescribed guide for conduct or action, a regulation or bylaw governing procedure or controlling conduct. Many people make the statement, Christianity is not about rules. It is about a relationship with Jesus. Let's be clear. Living the Christian life is synonymous with having a relationship with God. For example, in baptism we are baptized into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Matthew 28:19. The phrase, into the name of, shows that it is at the point of baptism that one is placed into a relationship with the Godhead. Christians are children of God, Galatians 3:26-27, and heirs, Romans 8:16-17. Members of the body of Christ are brothers and sisters, Romans 12:1-5. We are members one of another, and we should have the same care one for another, 1 Corinthians 12:12-27. Christians are now the children of God who live in the hope of spending an eternity in His presence, 1 John 3:1-3. As the church, we are also referred to as the bride of Christ, Romans 7:4. Christianity is indeed about having a relationship with God. Another interesting parallel that is used to describe our relationship with God is athletics. Paul wrote that his manner of life as a preacher was comparable to a runner and a boxer, 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. He spoke of the temperance, or self-discipline, that one must have in order to obtain an incorruptible crown. He spoke of it this way to Timothy, "And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully." 2 Timothy 2:5. The New King James reads this way, "And also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules." What? The rules? Doesn't Paul know that Christianity is not about rules? Some today would call Paul a legalist. Going back to our definitions above, many have a feeling of repugnance or a settled dislike for rules in Christianity. Many want a relationship with Jesus with no rules. Many who hold to this line of thinking often talk of being spiritual without being religious. Give me Jesus, but not the church. Should we have an aversion to rules? Consider some thoughts from Scripture. First, God desires that all men know the truth, 1 Timothy 2:4, and be saved. His saving grace has appeared to all men, Titus 2:11. He is not willing that any should perish, 2 Peter 3:9. To make these things possible, He has provided for us all things that pertain to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1:3. Second, all men can be saved, but that does not mean that all men will be saved. There were those in the first century and still some today who reject the truth of God's word. Acts 13:44-46. There were some then, and there are some now, who are not willing to turn to Christ, that they may have life. John 5:40. God sacrificed His only begotten Son to save the world, but not everyone in the world believes in Him. John 3:16-17. A failure to recognize Christ as I am is to be lost in sin. John 8:24 and 8:58. Third, we cannot be saved on our own terms. We do not have the right to determine how we ourselves please God apart from His Word. We must submit ourselves to His will. We must not try to establish our own righteousness. Romans 10:1-3. Fourth, to have a relationship with Him, we must do as He says. Remember the definition of the word rules? A prescribed guide for conduct or action? A regulation or bylaw governing procedure or controlling conduct? Jesus told His disciples, "If any man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings." John 14:23-24. The prescribed guide for the Christian's conduct is the New Testament of Jesus Christ and His apostles. That which governs our procedure and controls our conduct is the Holy Spirit-inspired New Covenant. We are also told that the things that were previously written, that is the Old Testament, are for our benefit. Romans 15:4 and 1 Corinthians 10:11. While we are governed by the words of Christ and His apostles, there is a lot to learn from the Old Covenant. Yet, Jesus tells us that only a fool would hear what He had to say and then not do it. Matthew 7:24-27. We are going to be judged on the final day by His words. John 12:48-50. We're not going to be judged by Moses and the prophets. We are not going to be judged by our own feelings or traditions. Do we want to receive the crown of life? Do we want to be the good soldier that pleases God? Do we want to be the spiritual athlete whom God rewards? Listen again to Paul. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. 2 Timothy 2:5. All right, so that's the end of that article. Again, it comes from the September-October 2017 edition of Fulton County Gospel News, and I wrote that article. And I think it's important because so many people do feel that way, that, you know, I want Jesus, but I don't want organized religion. I want to be spiritual, but I don't want to be religious, which basically when you hear that line of thinking, it means just that. You know, I want to go to heaven. I want all of God's blessings. I want God's approval. I want Him to hear my prayers. I just don't want to go to church. Most of the time, that's what that means. But since we know that the church is the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of the church and the Savior of the body, we also know that it is not possible to be spiritual without being, quote, religious. It is not possible to be a spiritual person and not be affiliated with the Lord's church and not be a faithful member, a faithful attender of Christ's church. It's not possible. Just as it is not possible to go to heaven and live in eternity with the Father if we don't do His will. I mean, that's some of the most fundamental teaching that Jesus ever made. In His first public teaching after His baptism, we have the Sermon on the Mount, and that's how Jesus closes that, what we call sermon. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who's in heaven. And so it is the case that there are people who have an aversion to rules. They want to be Christian, they want to be spiritual, they want to go to heaven, but they don't want the rules, they don't want church, they don't want oversight, they want to live life the way they want to live life, and then they want all of God's blessings. Listen, it's not going to work out very well for that person. We can't live life any way we choose and then have all the blessings that God has promised. You know, we're told, in fact, in Ephesians 1:3 that all spiritual blessings are in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Well, that's in the church. And that's what the book of Ephesians is all about. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this brief episode. I hope it's been a little bit enlightening to you. Again, if you'd like the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. Get a hold of us, and we'll be happy to add you to the list. Subscribe to our Podbean channel. If you do it on your smart device through the Podbean app, you can actually type comments and ask questions on each individual episode, and I'll respond to those as soon as I can. Well, thanks again for listening today, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.